fucks with the whole cash. So I don't want nobody taking no way, but Ivy got her ass beat in the little boxing match with Dior.
I was screaming Juicy's name. I feel like Juicy won.
Yeah, Juicy won that.
Yeah, I felt the slice. She was there, but thank you, babe.
I love Ivy, though. I love Ivy. It's none against her. But that boxing match, it was over. Queen D, no, I love Queen D. But Lasha Ray, I didn't know she was that big, bro.
Yeah, she is tall as fuck.
Well, she not way taller than me, but I'm taller than Queen D, so it's like, hold on.
Lasha Ray really is tall as fuck, my God. But she slept. I slept in the middle of her and Rachel. Them people sounded like a monkey.
Nah, who said that?
They said I look like Muffy from Arthur.
Yo, they gotta chill. What's good, y'all?
Hey.
They gotta chill, niggas.
That was hilarious. I ain't never heard of stuff that.
Somebody on Facebook or some shit? Because Facebook...
Yeah, no. They were saying that on the show comments.
Oh, I haven't even checked those.
I don't know why I could not let her join my vlog. Oh.
Facebook be eating. I ain't gonna lie.
Facebook been on my side today. Facebook been on my side today because I'm watching it right now. Thank you. Facebook been on my side.
Nah, yes. It's lit.
They talking about why your edges look 3D. I said because they was fluffy edges. They was fluffy on my head. They was saying all sorts of shit. No, Raw, when he was on his back swinging, that
was funny. But Raw is like...
He's funny.
Ditzy gay boy. You feel me? Like, he's just ditzy.
And then they got mad when I was arguing with a T-Page, but... Hey, Cardi.
What up?
When I was arguing with a damn T-Page, but...
It's popping.
Being
it's
messy.
Everybody. Who was swinging on everybody?
Probably me. They keep saying that. They keep saying I didn't hit Queen D, but yes, I did. Did y'all not see... Did you not see her eye?
She was like this.
I'm like, because maybe I'm tripping. Like, I didn't hear
her. Nah, was you fighting the security guard and then all of a sudden Haku. I'm like, yo, you gotta chill, bro.
Wait. So you fought every fucking body, Slay?
Queen D pushed me into the fireplace and I blacked out. So anybody in the way, I'd start swinging.
Nigga, everybody in the way.
But I didn't mean to. I was out of it. Like, if they played up, like, they put the whole clip out, like, edited, like, they were screaming at me for a long time. Like, I was still going. They said, my stop! I'm like,
nah, that's
right. I'm like, I'm back. She hit Queen, but she was fighting her. Oh, thank you. I did hit Queen. They
tried to fight
there.
Yeah, y'all fought for a little minute. And then once they jumped in, that's when security got hit. And then Huckle jumped in because I guess she saw you hitting security.
I did it, bro. My security. You was hitting her till you stepped on the fireplace. Then that's when everyone came. Yeah, oh, God. When I hit that fireplace, I hit that shit hard as fuck. And that shit was really on my back.
I looked like you hit that shit hard.
I did, and that blacked me out. Like, I was there. But
I ain't even see it yet, but it looked like the people talking shit. The people got something to say.
Bro, if you go on a little favorite thing, I ain't gonna lie. I really am happy. Because everybody's talking about I'm their favorite. I'm like... Me, Muffy, from Arthur?
I told you was doing your shit. You was talking your shit. So, you know, you understood the assignment. I'm not going to lie. Ivy, too, though. Ivy did way better than coming.
Yeah, she did. I'm really proud of her.
Way better.
I'm going to watch it as soon as I go in the house. Like, as soon as I get off of here.
Betty stand up was sitting on that balcony like... Fetty was
at there
rocking that girl. And I was up there with
Fetty
finna fight.
I really just woke the fuck up. I'm smoking a blunt, but I slept all fucking day. It was great.
That shit went from inside the ring all of a sudden upstairs. I'm like, bro, y'all should have showed the whole running up the steps. I wanted to see everything.
I don't know why they didn't. That fight night scene was way longer than that, bro.
Did it when it was like on the balcony part, it don't even look like y'all jumped her. Like they didn't put the part where y'all jumped her.
No, we didn't. So when Betty fought,
somebody got jumped. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I jumped the girl.
You always turn it up.
Yeah. Well, Betty was fighting a girl, and the T-Page was already up there fighting with her. But we didn't know she was fighting.
Wait, not the T-Page was fighting.
The T-Face was on the girl. So I happened to look up and I see them fighting and finna fall over the balcony. So I pushed everybody out of the way and I took off running. I jumped over the booth and Slim came behind me. She grabbed me out the booth. So I was gonna start fighting. Like, I'm like, who? Like, who?
Damn.
And then I said, when they bring her downstairs, I said, she hit Ivy when we get down. If she hit Ivy when she touched these bottom of these steps, I'm gonna tear her ass up right here.
She run into the steps is Ivy, but then they stopped her. I was like, damn.
Yeah, because I had already got up there and I think Juicy got up there and everything. And then so Ivy was knocking shit over and shit.
Yeah.
And so then we got down. When we got outside, the friend was outside. So Ivy walked up to the girl. She grabbed her tape. Ivy grabbed the friend by her hair. But they didn't show that either. Ivy grabbed the girl's ponytail and she turned around. She said, you want to fight for your friend? The girl said no. So she said, I'm going to go hit your friend. And we took off running. Ivy took off running. I went right at there.
Hey.
Ivy and the girl ran up. They said...
Look, so I heard it 1.5 times. Ivy got beat up.
I don't look like that on TV though. They didn't show it the right way. Like, they didn't even show the girl flipping her, nothing.
You can just see her hair, like,
yeah,
go like that.
But I understand.
But you don't even know what happened. Like, everybody just think I jumped in, but I had a screenshot it. You literally, like, you know, in The Wizard of Oz. Had a house on top of the witch.
Not the fucking Wizard of Oz. I'm screaming.
That's all I saw was her flat on her back. So I just jumped in because I can't sit there and watch that.
I was
like, but a girl paid a ticket to come. Now she got there. Yeah, she bought a ticket to come.
Yeah, they had tickets on sale. Like, anybody could go.
When Ivy got slung, I just jumped in. I didn't give a fuck. I
don't care. But to see that, son, I wanted to see that happen.
I know they cut it short because they got me off of her one time and I ran back and got back on her ass.
I mean, she's an outsider, that's why. If she was a part of the game, probably would have put more in.
I don't give a fuck. That shit was crazy. I need to see that
clip. Nah, I need to see the whole clip.
They stole my shoe. And when they moved the camera, I saw my shoe, like, sitting there. And I'm like, there's my shoe.
It probably stood there.
No, the friend took it. They stole my shoe, but I had another pair of shoes inside the club, so I had to walk barefooted back inside. It's raining and shit.
Now we taking shoes. It got too crazy. That's crazy.
I beat her out of my own shoes.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Did you see Mika and Johnny the Baby arguing on my post?
Oh, when?
Because Mika shared it, and she was like, I know you had to help your friend. And she put laughing emojis under my reel. And Johnny the Baby said, you just mad. He said, I come to California, and I'll show you a California ass whooping.
Bro, that kills me all the time. I tell
you. Johnny be arguing with anybody. He was
wrong. Yeah, he needs to chill out, bro. Like,
not come to California, but that's...
That kid is like, he need to sit down and go fucking read a book.
Cardi, we was talking about you on there too.
Who was talking about Cardi? We're talking about Cardi. Why?
You on there too.
Cardi be, listen, Cardi be by herself too much for anybody to be talking about me. What?
Episode, they spoke on you in a whole episode.
Ivy said
a whole, wait, like what? A
cool 5-minute conversation they was having.
When was this?
You better go watch it. How you ain't watch it yet? Oh, you said you outside, right?
Yeah.
No. First, I was asleep. I just woke up. I came outside to smoke a blunt. Wait, my name is on this episode?
Yes. Ivy said it.
Ivy mentioned it.
Her and Chanel was beefing, and I started going to ask what the issue was, and when she started talking about the issue, she said something about you and your show and something like that.
Cardi.
Mm-hmm. What? See, I said I'd be by myself. I don't know what the fuck going on.
You got to shout out. I guess I gotta go look like. Who is Cardi?
I guess I got to go tune in, huh?
I can't remember, but I think it's the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was before I started really going down.
And the T-Face, that's why I kept getting a tour ass. And she kept trying to play me. Like, before they got there, when we was outside, all four of us, me, her, Juicy, and Vicky, they asked me. And I told them, I said, I don't have no beef with Ivy. I said, I'm just going to ask her. She tried to make it seem like somebody was supposed to check her and fight her. Like, bitch, what am I fighting her for? Then they already knew I had came there with a fucked up shoulder because I had gotten a fight in Florida. I was, they wasn't even gonna let me come to the show, but I told them, I was like, shit, if you let me come and I fight, I know what I'm getting into, so if I fuck up my shoulder, it's on me. I wasn't gonna miss out for nothing. That's why I was taking so long.
I'm gonna have to roll another blunt first and then watch it.
Girl.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to roll another blunt first and then watch it. Yeah, I ain't know.
I ain't gonna lie. Everybody said I should have took off a queen when she was on her knees, but I just
the episode is they each like 35 minutes long, so you got probably like almost 2 hours to watch.
Okay, I'm gonna catch up. I slept all day, so I got time. I got time. That's crazy. Shit, I ain't even know.
You gotta get on there.
Yeah, I ain't even know. Shit, I'm late.
Bro, watch.
I'm late to the party.
For the third shit that they do, nigga. Cause I gave up my fucking watch. I'm gonna save the tea for later.
Look, I mean, was it bad?
Nah.
What you said?
Was it bad? Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't bad. It was just saying that. She was just saying something about you, Chanel, and Chanel trying to be on a show and some shit.
I think she's talking about Chanel trying to be on your show, and that's why she stopped talking to her.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You got one.
Exactly what it was.
It's how you feel.
Man. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it, and then I don't know. I guess we're gonna have to have a.
I don't know, like.
Look, I guess we're gonna have to have a conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, interview
already. We might need to have a conversation tomorrow.
I don't know. I'm real chill. I really don't like fighting, but I
would
definitely.
It's giving a Polyfly podcast conversation tomorrow.
A good day, bro. If you would. Would have took off on Queen D while she was on her knees, bro, they would have said you a bully and you sneaked her. So it's like, people don't listen to
they quick to say you sneaking somebody.
That's
or
that's why I stood up and gave her time to get
and
up.
And then if you don't hit her while she was on her knees, then they're gonna say, oh, you should have. It's like, bro, don't even pay them no mind, bro.
I give you a fair one. I don't want nobody paying shit. Give me a fair one.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You see me, it's up all sorts of ways.
Yeah, give it to me straight up, baby.
Yeah, like why would I hit up while she's down on
yo,
the floor?
Yo, that's wild and
I'm
crazy.
I'm sitting on the couch and she's on her knees. We're gonna be rolling on the floor. Who's gonna do all that wrestling shit?
Yo, Slay, you wanna know what's crazy about that? Like. Everybody gone. Cardi ain't fucking with nobody.
Okay.
Let's just set the record straight tonight. We ain't going for more detail tomorrow, but let's set the record straight tonight. Solo ready. Cardi, hello.
You
said
party.
Yeah.
When I messed up with your betting
I'm
for you.
Solo right now.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel like. Every reunion episode, the person's always born.
Nah, the Polyfly show is under construction. I ain't feeling it.
Girl, when you get that back together, then we'll get on that.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit was funny, though.
What, that's not such a bad
thing? Oh, nah. Everything is together. Shit, I got my network. I'm lit. I'm ready to go. It's just time to go. I've been grinding. Like, when I get quiet, I'm working. If y'all can hear me, I'm chilling.
Yeah, that's how it should be, though. Can't
you feel me? Like,
have too much interruptions while you're trying to grind, right?
Yeah, nah, I've been in my bag.
But
you see, I didn't even fucking know.
Nah, when you and, see it, they had a whole conversation.
Shit, and ain't nobody say nothing to me. Like, that's the shit that keep pissing me off with this internet shit. Is like. I always hear what somebody said about me from somebody else. Like, it never come direct from the fucking source. Like, can somebody say it to Cardi when you got a problem? Like, I don't want to hear it from nobody but you, baby.
The problem, I guess, was no. It kind of really
no. The problem wasn't with you. You was just they were
no. I'm just. Oh, okay. I get it.
It's not.
It makes sense.
I feel like
it's, they said that was like Chanel was trying to get on your show. So that's why she stopped talking to Ivy, but she was talking about it was your show, like, that you had a show coming out.
Nah, but But Chanel was on the show, and Ivy was there too. A lot of people was there. Every motherfucking body was there.
Hey, you try to get smoother.
Huh?
I said, hey, you try to get smoother.
But I'm saying, like, it wasn't bad. It was just on some, like, more towards Chanel. They just mentioned the name type shit. That's all. I didn't really understand it. I guess y'all gonna be the only ones to really understand what was going on, because we don't
basically,
know.
Basically, so I had posted the little cast photos from a bed. And Chanel had split up, and she was like, somebody, she didn't like that. She didn't like her. But she didn't really tell me too much. She was just like that she didn't like her. I guess that she was laughing at some stuff because Chanel's a trans woman or whatever. I guess she was laughing at some stuff towards that, and Chanel felt away. But she didn't tell me too much. So
I was gonna ask Ivy
what happened between her and Chanel, because I'm not just gonna like.
Oh yeah, I didn't see, that's what I'm saying. I didn't even know it was an issue. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
not no more. But I didn't know what it was. That's why I asked her, because I'm not just gonna go in there and beef with her, because that beef was before me and Chanel was friends. So I didn't know about that.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
See, us as viewers, we wouldn't understand it, because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I guess.
Yeah, and no, it was a man standing beside me, and they had to put that shit in there. Literally, they talk about some whole other shit. The T-Pay, she already switching up shit, because, bitch, you know I'm not no trans woman. Like, and you know that girl didn't say that shit. So, bitch, like, why don't you even throw that out there? That shit pissed me off. Then, because you just not even saying shit, right? You trying to be messy, like, and saying the whole wrong shit. And then it was just a whole bunch of weird shit. Like, a man was standing beside me, and he literally whispered. He was like, well, you might as well. No, actually, he said out loud, he was like, well, you might as well go now. And I'm like, what?
I'm like, what you talking about, right?
I'm like, not just trying to throw me under the bus. Like, nigga, I ain't had nothing to really say. Like, it was so kind of asking, like, what's wrong with her and Chanel? But I don't know. Her and Chanel, they issue was small, so it just really is what it is. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't ever nothing direct. Like, they was both amongst each other, amongst many conversations. Nobody said nothing to each other. Like, nah. That's what, this should be weird to me. Like, bro, I don't know, because I've watched everybody interact, and it didn't really seem like there was really any problems. And then motherfuckers get on this internet and act like they was Big Dog and Big Smoke and all this weird ass sucker ass shit. And it's weird to me. You feel me? This shit just be weird to me.
What the internet do, man?
Yeah, they do that.
Literally,
definitely. What
do.
Definitely.
Like, I'll be chilling though. You feel me? Like, I do my shit. I handle my business.
I would do that shit again though. I have friends.
Soon enough, y'all gonna have to get on live with fucking Ivy and all that and tell everybody what happened, because everybody gonna soon ask, like, wait, how did this?
Yeah, we gonna have to get on there. Even with the dumbest shit, because they think I just jumped her. And
damn,
I jumped her for a reason.
Like, they waking up some shit that, and it's funny, like, okay, that makes sense, because, oh, she's right here.
Hey,
bring her up right now.
Yeah,
do it right now. Let's do it right now. Yeah.
Hey, babe. Send a request, girl.
I gotta watch it because I'm late to the party, but shit, we can talk about it. Why not? Fuck it.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, what?
Hey, y'all about to, oh my God, like, the world is about, y'all trying to wake up some shit that, like, you know, very gracefully died.
We're talking about the shit with you and Ivy.
We're talking about the show.
Come on, let's talk real quick. Let's get some understanding, Miss Lady.
You gotta repeat the same story over and over and over.
No, the fuck I'm not. I don't owe them no fucking explanation.
It's like niggas get on live and then they won't be on today. But if y'all get on live tomorrow, then it's like niggas is gonna ask again. Like, what the hell happened?
Damn, how the fuck you not get up here? Oh, I invited you. No, so you watched the show, right?
No, what's up?
Yeah, I watched the show. I was about to address that earlier because it
had nothing. It had nothing to do with the Cardi. But
I didn't watch it yet.
It had
nothing
to do with what? I said, Smooth said, hey to you.
Girl, I'm like, damn, son, you forgot.
I'm sorry, I'm a little drunk.
Like, we had the whole conversation.
It's, you know, it's Sunday or whatever. I was drinking.
But what I was saying was, like, as a viewer, like, I personally didn't understand what was going on.
Oh, on the show?
Yeah, because it was like, y'all both wasn't on the show.
Certain people would understand. Everybody, like, it's certain people on the outside that wouldn't understand, but it's like insiders, like Chanel, Cookie, Miss Rich, Slay, like a lot. It's a lot of people that was in there that do understand. So, like, yeah, you know, maybe.
Hold on. What's that, Chanel?
What?
The issue I had with Ivy, it was nothing to do with Cardi. I think she thought it was Cardi because I never addressed it to her. But basically what happened was she was on the Zodiac House Live, and they were talking about trans women on the Zodiac House Live. So I saw Ivy saying like certain comments about trans women in the comments on the live. And I just thought, like, damn, Ivy, you support me. Like, why are you talking like that about us just because you see one person like that? So that was what my issue was. That's why I stopped fucking with her. And that's why I stopped, like, responding to her stories and shit, just being cool in general like we was, because I didn't like the comments she was making. But then when I saw her side, it was about certain people that was acting like that in my community. So I'm like, okay, I understand how you feel about, like, certain people in my community, but it's not about all of us. You know, I just don't like how certain people put all of us in the same category and not just pinpoint that one trans person. They put all of us in the same category. Okay, so just because this bitch did it, all them trans girls are like that. I didn't like that. So that's why I kind of was like, damn, Ivy, like, I fuck with you, but I don't like what you said. And I just didn't fuck with her. I didn't fuck with her after that. But it had nothing to do with Cardi. I think she thought it was about Cardi because Cardi put, like, hella bitches in the group chat together. So she probably thought when I didn't see her comment or something when I was on live with her, she automatically assumed I didn't fuck with her because Cardi stopped fucking with her, which I didn't even know that happened because there's so many girls that drop out that group chat. So I didn't even know until I heard it on the show. So that had nothing to do with it.
I don't know either. That's what I just said. I haven't seen the show for one. And for two, I didn't see no issue between y'all in the group chat ever. So, like, should just be weird. I don't know. It's weird. But hi, Chanel. How are you doing?
What's up?
I love you for life. I don't give a fuck about nothing to talk about. I love you for life. That's fine. You don't have to fuck with me. I don't have no nothing. Hold on. I don't have no nothing. I am a solo act. Please don't come for me like that. I said hi, Chanel. But I said hi, Chanel. You know, who is we? Bro, listen. Hi, Chanel. Listen, everybody gone. There's nobody there, Chanel. Like, it's under construction.
Okay, let me ask you this thing, Cardi.
Okay, that's the old ass fucking group chat.
That group chat got me into one of my friends that I met, and we was homegirls, we was cool, and I got us beefing. So who put me back in that group chat and had me and my old
That's
friend
not...
beefing like that? Because we dead ass started beefing over that group chat, and now I'm not cool with
No, y'all started cool beefing over an issue y'all had between each other.
Well, who
if y'all discussed it in the group chat, that's what y'all decided to do.
But
that's an issue that y'all had. That had
to the group chat.
Yeah. Listen, hey, I'm sorry, but don't invite me to the Blame Cardi party ever. If y'all got an issue, that's on y'all, my nigga. Like, no, we're never gonna blame
Cardi. This is crazy.
I thought y'all was just making up.
I love no cap with her.
I
love
her. Don't fuck with the drama shit no more.
Listen, Chanel, there ain't no drama. I'm by my motherfucking self. And I
know
you.
I know you by yourself, Cardi. I saw that on your page.
You don't know nothing. How you know?
Because I peep. Now what? I peep. Now what?
Oh, you be watching me. You still kind of like me a little bit.
You watch my story. You watch my story. I don't follow you back, but you watch my story, remember?
Just follow me back. Why not? You should.
Because there's too much drama in that group chat. I was beefing with my
There is. There is no. First of all. Hello. Listen, first of all. First of all,
look, see,
first
I'm
of all,
I'm going to argue with you. I'm going back to work and I'm about to drink my
No,
wine.
We not arguing. I'm saying that. I'm about to keep no, there is okay. No, no more group chat.
I'm just letting you know that the reason why me and my friends started beefing was because it started in your group.
No,
your group
no, the reason why your friends started beefing is because you and your friends started beefing, baby.
And it'll got nothing to do with you.
No, baby. No, you got your own shit. Y'all, hey, accountability. Accountability. Accountability.
Accountability. We're not gonna do that.
Accountability.
We can talk about accountability. Poo.
Accountability.
Accountability.
Absolutely can, baby. All right. We absolutely can talk about accountability, beloved.
Right, you lucky I have on this live. I have on this live because my home.
Okay.
Up.
Well, I love you, Chanel.
Y'all.
We can have a conversation. Would you like to?
I don't want to have a conversation. We don't got no beef. There's no conversation need to be held.
Okay, well, we just had one, and it was a pleasure to have you. Have
well,
a great night.
It was
okay.
A discussion. It wasn't really a conversation. But
it was a pleasure. Well, it was a pleasure to have you, baby.
Okay? Kisses.
I don't have no drama. You are the drama. We was just chilling.
I'm the drama. I'm the drama.
We was chilling. Don't everybody was just sitting here smoking and chilling. I gotta roll a whole nother blunt because you just bugged out. I didn't. I replaced you with a. I didn't replace you with.
Because I don't got my charger. So, but you replaced me with my op. Let's not forget that.
No, I did not.
You replaced me with my iPad. No, I did not.
I
like to see every bitch win. Oh well, I gave her a storyline just like I gave.
No, Chanel, you left, nigga. You are always welcome.
Leave. You kicked me out. Why did you kick me out?
No, I didn't.
Talk about it. Don't try to play me because I was 10 toes down and 8 in the center for you. Dead, then these motherfuckers kicked me out over some little petty ass shit, and I try to ask my friend about it, and my friend cut me off because of your ass. So let me not get into it with you. All right. Good night. Love you, Slay.
I love you. Oh, you love me. You love me again.
You love me again.
So you love me again?
No, but you my you cool.
So you halfway love me again?
No, you too messy. You messy.
You yep. I was going to say your mama messy, but that would be disrespectful.
No, you can
so
say
I'm not going to say
that.
I'm not going to say that. Now, why would you say that? Now, Chanel, you, Miss Ma'am, are going to call me messy? You, Chanel.
Your name is on the tip of everybody's tongue, beloved.
My name was on their tongue by accident.
Your name
is on
their tongue. You got to be a little messy. That's your job, too. I don't got an issue with that.
Okay. Maybe we good for each other. So maybe we good for each other. How you doing? You miss me? I miss you, too. Hi.
No, I actually got a man now, so I'm sorry.
I don't give a fuck about your man. Hello. Welcome to the Polyfly Show. What the fuck your man got to do with me? What your nigga got to do with me? I got a man. I'm not trying to hear that. See? What?
But we cool. Shout out to your man. We cool, Cardi. I still fuck with you.
All right, well, when y'all done, spin the block. You feel me? You know I'll be occupied sometime. You feel me? It's all good. Like, look. Hey, I was occupied once upon a time. It's cool.
You was occupied with like 20 people on the Polyfly group chat. All
right, so I owe you one. You good. When y'all done, spin the block. You feel me?
Okay. No, I really think that like we don't have kids and all that. Like, we probably gonna be together for like a lifetime.
Oh, yeah? Well, shit. Shout out to y'all for that.
Like, I'm dead ass serious. Cause if he hop on this live, he's in y'all live, and then he gonna eat me up. So
I don't want to meet your boyfriend. I like pretty little ladies, baby.
But no, I don't get issues with you. We cool, Cardi. I just, you know, it was just
so you do chat. You love me again.
You have a good conscience.
I mean, you can love me over there. You just can't love me right here, right now. It's cool.
And my family.
Well, you loved me once, and I love you back. Have a great night, okay? I don't want your phone to die, and you can't say what you
want
to say.
Yeah, my phone not 2%, but bye, Steve.
Love you,
baby. Bye. Bye, Lindo.
Bye, y'all.
That escalated quickly.
bro.
That escalated really fucking. Yo, listen, that
went slay. Like,
listen, smooth and slay. I just want to tell y'all this both. This is why I've been like ducking lives. Like, y'all haven't seen me live because, like, every time I come to a live, I get packed out, nigga. Like, I can't be live too long. Like, normally I give y'all like 2-3 minutes. Oh, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? All right, I'm out, nigga. If I stay anywhere for this long, it's going up.
Oh, y'all fun.
No, okay, so look, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. No, look, Slay, look, because I'm gonna keep it a beam, right? As of tonight, I kicked everybody out. You hear me?
You get my nerves, bro.
After tonight, everybody.
You feel me? I'm about to start over. You feel me?
After the episode, everybody definitely gone.
No, today, as of today, I'm starting over. I'm starting over. So if you like want to reapply, let me know. But guess what, guys? There's not going to be a group chat this time. Just holler at me and you feel me? And I see you motherfuckers in the house because y'all got a lot to motherfuckers say. So shit, I'm with it.
The group chat problem. That's where all the problems start. In the group chat.
I mean, it'd be like 50 bitches. No,
okay,
like,
so look. No, because listen, because Jersey did this to me, right? Because she was trying to get me to come on her live. So she sent it to the old group chat that like everybody is in. So I'm like, bruh, like everybody wasn't talking, wasn't nobody getting crazy, it wasn't the windows being bust out, like it was smooth, my nigga. Like everybody left, listen, everybody left peacefully. She gonna send this shit to the old group chat, and now like here we go. You kicked me out, you kicked me out, you kicked me out. Everybody got kicked out. Don't feel bad. I gotta try again. I gotta start over. Cause it's getting crazy.
I'm gonna take my ass aside. I'm just wore my motherfucking. I need to Sony.
Well, Pisces.
That shit. I enjoyed this live, and let's do this again.
You should share it. Tomorrow. This is content.
Okay.
Let me get this live. Okay, I'm about to put this in the pack.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Yo, bitch.
I'm
what you mean?
It said, wait, I'm back. I'm confused why you ain't winning the money. You won the fight. Even if you jumped in, you did your big one.
Thank you. I jumped in because my castmate was underneath a girl who was like,
I'm about to go watch this episode, and I guess we gonna have to have a.
You need that, yo. They're not having a reunion for the pilot, guys.
I'm gonna, yeah.
We should have.
You know what? I've been like super ducking. I'm gonna give out a couple conversations tomorrow. It's probably gonna get crazy on the ground.
Oh, you should have saw me trying to get sturdy.
Not you was trying to get sturdy.
Wait, you was trying to get sturdy in the house?
No. Hell no, I was trying to get started.
Oh, I was about to say, wait, we didn't see that?
Child, no. I was looking at the people dance. Exactly, you should have won.
That's
thank
a
you.
Fact.
I think so too. They need to run it back, run my 1K. Period. I just knew I was walking that ass in 1K. I was God at it, but you forgot how bad I was mad. But, like, I swear to God, I was mad. And everybody was just like, when they said that, I didn't win, everybody was like, everybody thought
on some shock shit.
What? Everybody was like,
bro. Nah, I was kind of shocked too, I ain't gonna lie.
Everybody talking about
this.
I'm confused on how they picked the winners. Oh my God.
I mean, they kind of explained how they did, though.
Betty said, well, they picked the winners without even asking me. Oh. I was like, oops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you gotta go watch it. But tune in to the big three. on STV. Tune into so Bobby.
It was like a medium too.
Like,
so like, tune into the Polyfly show on the Polyfly Network.
Polyfly.tv, you heard?
Yeah.
Polyfly.tv, you heard?
Tune in, everybody.
That part.
Fish me some turkey nits. I'm out.
I don't know. I might spin the block. I might bring back some of the old people. I might not. I don't know. But as of tonight, everybody's kicked out.